you realize how big this earth is?
Yeah.
All the stars up there. He's bigger than all that because he made it, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Can you just sing us a good song today?
Okay. Right before I go practice, to try to find the song that he wants me to sing, as soon as I pick up that microphone, I get congested. I start sneezing. Who is that? Okay. Well, he can't just say, by his stripes I'm healed. Devil, laugh in your face. Okay. I put my foot down, and I put that suit on, and I said, by his stripes, I am healed from the top of my head down to my toes. And just, and all of a sudden, I'm singing.
Amen.
Hello. you got to know your God.
That's right.
And you got to proclaim him and proclaim that word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come here. Okay, here we go. This is a song I've already sang called Power of the Cross.
Yeah. All right.
Hallelujah. Mm. Once in darkness, now in light. Once blind, now you see. Once a sinner, now a saint. Once bound, now free. That's the power.
Hey, you would think a wooden cross would have any power in it. Right? We don't think of the wooden problems having any power. Just a piece of wood up there in a particular shape. What kind of power could it have? But it is powerful.
Yes, it is. That was good.
You know, Ray Satan said, if I had known. Just looking at a little cross, if I had known. wouldn't have crucified.
But he didn't know. And we
really looked like it was defeat when you just really look at it, looking from the natural eyes.
Turn victory.
You just see defeat.
Turn defeat into victory, right? Amen. Amen. Well,
sometimes we look defeated, but we're not.
That is so true. And sometimes the enemy tell you, you are defeated. But then you got to come back and say, it's not about me, it's about what Christ does.
Amen.
And he is not defeated, and he lives in me. The greater, sometimes we just have to just say the greater one. If you can't get nothing out but the greater one lives in me. Not dormant, but lives.
Okay. We're continuing on our study of what happened before Jesus was crucified. Okay, and we're in John 14. If you'd like to, let's go to verse 7. Jesus is going to say something that sounds kind of strange. Tell you what, if you got John 7 there, excuse me, John 14, verse 7, can you back up and just read verse 6 and we get a running start at this? Read verse 6 and then read verse 7.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Okay, and we covered that last time, right? The way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now read the next sentence, see if that follows.
If he had known me, he should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him.
Now that must have thrown him a curve. Huh? Yep. We're talking about the way, truth, and life, and now he's talking about knowing the Father? Huh? What? My goodness. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Well, Philip had a problem with that. They probably all had a problem with it, but Philip said something about it.
Oh, yeah.
Read verse 8.
Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it satisfies us.
It'll be enough for us. It'll be sufficient for us, right? Just show us the Father, you know, and we'll be all right then, right?
He wanted to do it by the five senses.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. Show us. Like we can see you, we want to see the Father.
There you go. Now verse 9.
And Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us?
Okay, let's stop right there. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Mm-hmm. So, it's important then to see Jesus.
Yeah.
That's good.
Our problem is we don't have a photograph of Jesus. We don't have someone taking pictures of Jesus and his disciples.
Yeah.
You know, put that up on Facebook or whatever, spiritual Facebook. It just didn't have that, but here are several artist depictions of Jesus, okay? Or characters who portray Jesus.
Yeah.
Probably, I guess that's some of it, you know. You know, if you've seen some movies or you've seen probably anything on Facebook, you've probably seen some of these.
You
got
one of those in the house on the wall.
You got some of these in the house on the wall. You know, you got the beautiful Jesus, the serene Jesus. You know, you got the handsome Jesus. You got the manly Jesus. You got there's an old Middle Ages Jesus. You know, I found this on a website. Kind of an interesting look of Jesus, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Not exactly, you know, what you might think, huh?
And they say the Shroud of Turin.
That one. You know, oh, yeah, we got that yes, one. Yeah. But, you know, that one looks kind of interesting. The interesting thing is, what is wrong with all these in portraying Jesus? What is wrong with all of these?
They're all pretty.
Okay. Anything else wrong? Y'all think of anything else that's wrong?
Hair.
What did you say?
What did Muffin say?
She said, hey, hair.
Hair.
So, yeah.
He's got long hair, doesn't he? But there's two things wrong with the hair, right? Long hair, remember what Paul said? He said, even nature teaches us that having long hair is a shame for a man. Y'all remember that verse?
Yeah.
Well, now, would he say that if Jesus had long hair? If his Savior had long hair? Yeah. No, he wouldn't say that. Jesus wasn't shamed by having long hair. Okay? There's another problem, and that's with this one here. What's wrong with the beard here? Obviously, he's got long hair, but, you know, what's wrong with the beard there?
It's not long.
Well, it's not so much that it's long, but he's got to shave the places, right? Mm-hmm. You can't cut the corners of your beard. Old Testament, right? You got to remember your Old Testament. They were forbidden to cut the corners of their beard. Okay? You ever see a Jesus with a goatee? Right? That is wrong. I mean, the Jews were forbidden to cut the corners of their beard. And this guy's obviously shaved his beard a little bit. To make it thinner down here, you know?
Yeah, they did.
And you didn't do that. You didn't do that.
That's true.
So we all find something wrong with this. Somebody thought they would get all scientific. And said, well, we're gonna do something scientific. So they got out the Bible and they read in Isaiah 53:2, it says, it was the will of the Lord that his servant grow like a plant taking root in dry ground. He had no dignity or beauty to make us take notice of him. There was nothing attractive about him, nothing that would draw us to him, to what Mary referred to earlier. And it says, who though he was in the same form of God, did not count, this is in Philippians 2, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. So, who is this, has no form of beauty? Let's see, I don't know where that came from. No form of comeliness, it says, I think. Nothing attractive about him. And they put together what Jewish people might have looked like back then. And this may shock you, okay? Sorry for you just listening to it. Yeah, right. It's kind of shocking, isn't it? It looks like a caveman or something, Well, we think of it as a caveman. It's just like, whoa. So, who's right? I have no idea. I don't know what Jesus looked like. You know, I wasn't there. I didn't take a photo. Can't pull it up on Facebook. You know, it's just not there. But Philip says, "Show us the Father." And Jesus says, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." What? Now that's kind of strange, isn't it? What is he talking about? If you've seen me, you've seen. Doesn't the Bible say no man has ever seen God at any time?
Mm-hmm. We remain the image.
God is a spirit.
Yeah.
Right? And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't see a spirit. Visible sort of thing, right? They're just little, you know. So what is this seeing him, seeing the Father? If you see me, you see the Father. Well, this requires a musical answer. I'm getting the full treatment today.
All right.
You get photographs to look at, you get music to listen to. How about that? I want you to listen to this song, which is all about seeing.
Okay.
All about seeing. I'm going to ask you about seeing. All right? I like this song. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, so sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw, everybody, right? I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. No sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Yay.
All right.
Great. That was really a good. I mean, you did good.
Well, thank you.
Really did.
All right. What's he singing about?
The light.
Came to understanding. Did you notice that little phrase in there? You ought to recognize, because you were just talking about it. He says, just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claim for my own. Isn't that what you were talking about? You got to claim those worries and fears, right? To stay sick. It's tough, isn't it? That's right.
It's work,
yeah. Then, like the blind man, that God gave back his sight. He saw the light. So did he? Someone turn on the light? Did someone turn on the lamp or something? How did he see the light? What light did he see?
Love.
Huh?
I would say love.
Love? What?
The light from God.
The light from God. Mm-hmm. Understanding. Mm-hmm. Right? Insight, perception, wisdom. He got knowledge, the knowledge of God. He got all these things, didn't he? He saw the light. So he speaks.
And I imagine he's saying he didn't have to stay blind anymore. Because, you know, he got a revelation.
He got a revelation. He's no longer ignorant.
Yeah.
Right? He's no longer walking around not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
Not knowing what this world's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? He knows how this world works now. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's good.
He knows how this world works now.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
Right? And he can use that knowledge to make his life in it better.
Yeah.
And make the lives of others better.
And that's powerful.
And Amen. That is powerful. Do you think he can see a big God?
He
can. Can he see a big God?
No.
Yeah. So then, let's see here. Philip says, show us the Father and it is enough. And Jesus said to him, how can you say, show us the Father? How can you say that? Wow, don't you believe? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? If you see me, what's he talking about? My external appearance? Hmm? What do you think? You think he's talking about his external appearance? Is that what the Father looks like? Is that what the Father looks like? Yeah, is he talking about external appearance then? Is he referring to something internal? Something spiritual? Yeah, if you've seen me, if you've known me. Right? And then he goes on to say something really strange. He says, Jesus said to him in verse 9, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. This is what he says over and over again. Jesus in the Father in Jesus. And, just so you get it straight in your translation from Greek to English, he puts the word dwells in there. So you know that the preposition is supposed to be in and not with or of or whatever. Jesus and the Father in Jesus. He says, the words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me. Mm-hmm. All right? So that you don't get mixed up on translating the preposition. All right?
Yeah.
All right? He wants you to get it right and not be messed up.
Yeah.
We all got that right. Well now, Jesus and the Father in Jesus, that'll look like. That'll look alike, right? No. No, that's not the way they look alike. We don't know what they look like. Philip was sitting there, though. He could look at it, right? He could look at Jesus right in the eyes and say, you don't look like God to me. You need to show me the Father. Sorry about that, brother. I love you. But, you know.
Character. He saw character.
Yeah. There was something there, but Philip was thinking what?
Physical.
Physical life.
Yeah, another person.
Mm-hmm. But what was Jesus talking about? What was that song talking about?
The light.
The light.
Likeness.
Knowing.
Knowing.
Yeah. Understanding.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Knowing, understanding. When Jesus said, I am in the Father's in Jesus, he said something very important. He was actually, we were talking about distractions. How Jesus was trying to talk about one thing and he kept getting distracted and having to talk about something else, but he would come back to it. This is Jesus coming back to it. All right? Philip asked him a question, right? But he went right on to what he wanted to talk about. Now remember, what did he want to talk about? He wanted to talk about he's going away, but he's not going to leave them by themselves. He's going to leave them with someone else. Who is he going to leave them with?
The Holy Spirit.
Right? And so this is actually what he's talking about here. We got two people of Godhead here, but there's no Holy Spirit here. Ray, what are you talking about? He's not talking about the Holy Spirit here. He's talking about the Son and the Father. Where's the Holy Spirit? He ain't got the Holy Spirit yet. It's several verses down. Right? So is he talking about the Holy Spirit or not? He's getting back to what he wanted to talk about, which was the Holy Spirit. So the question then is, how can Jesus be in the Father and the Father be in Jesus?
It's the concept.
It's like, if I were to draw something on here, like a tree. There's a tree. Horrible tree, but a tree. I'm a horrible artist. There's a tree, right? Now the tree is on the board, right? Or is the board on the tree? You understand, this is just a smooth surface, right?
Yeah.
But I have written over that surface, haven't I? So here I've got a hard surface, but I've got something that is on the surface, right? It's not part of the surface, right? But it looks like it's part of the surface. You see what I'm saying? Well, that's kind of the way it is with the spiritual world. The spiritual world, you know, we know that that is actually ink on a hard surface. That they're actually not in the same place. In fact, I can take it and I can erase it. All right? So maybe I can't erase it. Use a little marker. I have to get that off. But I have to get that off for something else.
That must have been one that you can't erase.
That must be one. I think I made a mistake there. Oop, I grabbed the wrong one. Yeah, there it is. So, anyway, the spiritual world exists. And in the spiritual world, my spirit, or Jesus' spirit, God's spirit, can actually exist in the same space.
Here.
Right? We've talked about that. This is in the heavenlies. We'll be talking more about this next time. Okay? If I can get that off. Okay. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you so much. We thank you for working in us, that you are in us. Even as Jesus was in the Father and the Father was in Jesus, you can be in us and we can be in you, in our spirits. Let us walk with that knowledge, and let us strive to know you more, to know you better, to really understand the power we have in the cross, the power we have in you.
Yes.
Father, thank you for that. Bless our time, our fellowship together with food and with worship, Father. We thank you for that. Amen.
Amen.
All right.